Hey everyone, welcome to Spiritual Disciplines for Families. My name is Jordan Duncan, and it's my prayer that with this podcast, that you as parents would be able to learn about some of the most tried and tested ways that followers of Jesus have, well, been following Jesus. And I pray that as you begin to put some of these disciplines into practice with your kids, that you would be trained in the way of love by coming into contact with the one who loved us first, and that you would truly taste and see that the Lord is good. Have you ever been a part of a conversation that went like this? Hey, how was your day?
It was good.
Did anything exciting happen at school?
Not really.
Didn't you have a test? How did that go?
I don't know.
This is the conversation had by every parent around the globe every day at the supper table since the dawn of time. It can be nearly impossible to get some kids to open up about their day. Ideally, if we can get them to open up, we will ask them about what they've been doing. Then, in an artful move of good parenting, we'll move to how they feel about what they're doing. And finally, if you should be so lucky to peer this far into their hearts, we can ask and guide them towards what they're going to do about how they're feeling. This seems to be an important part of how you shape your children, and it happens every day, whether you're conscious of it or not. You ask them about their day, you ask them about how they're feeling about it, and you try and help them with their feelings and with what's happening in their lives. And whether you're conscious of this process or not, it's also something I think that could be really difficult to know how to do well. Because life is complicated and it throws complicated situations at us. And your children seem to be even more complicated. Trying to understand and direct a human heart requires great discernment. And in reality, you know it's not going to happen without God's help, without His help of the Holy Spirit. There's a man named Ignatius of Loyola. He was the founder of what's now known as the Jesuits. He developed this spiritual discipline that's often called the examine. Since then, it has been used by Christians around the world. The examine is essentially this supper table conversation where the parent debriefs the day's events with their child, asking them how they felt at different points, and all in an effort to deal with their experiences and emotions and help them learn about the world, themselves, and others. Except in this case of the examine, God is the parent and we are the children. What changes when having this conversation with God instead of a human parent is that God was there for every moment of your day and He knows even more deeply what's going on inside your heart than you do. So in the examine, we actually allow the Holy Spirit then to guide us through our day, kind of like a tour guide, pointing out different moments. He may ask us questions about how we felt, and then we can ask Him questions about what was really going on inside me, or what was really going on in this situation. Maybe even, God, where were you when that happened, or when I felt that way? Ultimately, it's about making sure that every loose thread from our day gets tied up properly at the end of the day. For the good and the positive things that happened, we tie up those loose threads by giving thanks to God, because we know that every good and perfect gift is a grace from our Heavenly Father. That's what James 1, verse 17 says. For the bad and the negative things, the things that hurt us or disappointed us or made us feel negative in any way, we tie up those loose ends by bringing them to God for counsel, by casting our cares on Him because He cares for us. That's 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. To tie up the loose ends of our sins in the day, we also bring these to God in confession and repentance. And finally, they get tied up by us receiving His forgiveness. Some may be wondering, well, wait a minute, If I asked God for forgiveness for my sins when I became a Christian, and He died to forgive me of all my sins throughout my whole life, past, present, future, why do I need to keep confessing, repenting, and receiving His forgiveness? Hasn't that whole thing been done already? And one answer is, well, yes. But the other side is, well, if you're in a relationship with God, and it's one where you have agreed that you are a sinner and you need His help and you need His forgiveness, and He agrees that He will forgive you of all your sin, but then after that point, you go on and you sin some more, if it's a real relationship, you're going to keep coming back to Him and admitting your faults and receiving His forgiveness. It's not that His forgiveness changes over time or that it needs refreshing or something, but in a relationship, just like any other human relationship, even if you know that they will always forgive you, that doesn't mean you don't need to tend to mending the relationship every time you've broken trust with that person or betrayed them or broken your side of the covenant. So that's what the Examine helps us do, is daily kind of clean our slates and mend our relationships with God and figure out where we have broken trust, where we have betrayed Him, and then ask for His help going into the next day to not do those same things. Because as Christians, repentance isn't just saying, I'm sorry, I'll do better. That's not the gospel. The gospel says you actually can't do better on your own. So repentance as a Christian is saying, I'm sorry, I need your help to do better. And the Examine is the time where you can say, God, I'm sorry, I receive your forgiveness, and I receive your help going forward. The Examine is to redirect our entire day towards God, because He is the source of the good, and He is the end of the bad. As we do this regularly, it will train the way we think about these things that come up throughout our days. If we are naturally pessimistic, we will be trained to look for God's presence more, to look for the graces that are present to us in every moment. If we are naturally optimistic, we will be challenged not to avoid the difficult things in our lives, nor to avoid depending on God for help. Instead, we will be more aware of our sins and weaknesses as we come to see our patterns of poor choices through this daily reflection. We will also become more aware of where God is moving and working in our life, where His presence and grace are made available to us. In this way, the Examine trains us in spiritual discernment. As it increases our awareness of God's grace and mercy, this should increase gratitude in our hearts as we reflect on how we've felt fulfilled or frustrated each day. It will help us learn about the desires that God has put in our hearts, and which desires are probably in need of change. The great benefit and the important piece not to miss here is that all of this is being guided by the Holy Spirit, and He's always leading us back to Jesus in our present moment. So for all of these reasons, the Examine is an excellent discipline to begin training your children with. It's like the supper table conversation that you wish your kids would have with you every night to get to peer into their hearts. However, remember that while you are welcome to play a role in speaking the voice of God to them in this conversation and as you lead them in the Examine, this conversation is primarily between them and the Holy Spirit. You're just there to facilitate and teach them how to have this conversation. Ideally, as the Holy Spirit works in them and they share aloud their part of the conversation, God will allow you to look into your child's heart with Him. Now that is a gift. Here's some scripture to meditate on for the Examine. Psalm 139, verses 1 to 3 and 23 to 24 in the New English Translation. O Lord, you examine me and know. You know when I sit down and when I get up. Even from far away, you understand my motives. You carefully observe me when I travel or when I lie down to rest. You are aware of everything I do. Examine me and probe my thoughts. Test me and know my concerns. See if there is any idolatrous tendency in me, and lead me in the reliable ancient path. Psalm 51, verses 3 to 4, in the New English Translation. O God, cleanse me of my sin, for I am aware of my rebellious acts. I am forever conscious of my sin. Against you, you above all, I have sinned. I have done what is evil in your sight. You are just when you confront me.